Lecture 9, Nicholas I, Orthodoxy, Autocracy, Nationality.
As you already may have noticed, a certain pattern has begun to emerge in the history of modern Russian politics. Reform, in particular efforts to make Russia more European in its cultural and political and social life, tended to alternate with doubts, hesitation, uncertainty, conservatism in policy, and even a form of open reaction. Sometimes we see this alternation in policies between regimes themselves, often personified in the rebellion of children against their parents. So, for example, Catherine the Great, we've seen, undid many of the acts of her overthrown and murdered husband, Peter III. Paul I tried to undo a great deal of what had been accomplished by his mother, Catherine II. And in turn, Paul's son, Alexander, tried to undo what his father had done and continue the work of his grandmother. No less often, though, and sometimes even more interestingly, we see the work of individual rulers, within the work of individual rulers, hesitation, vacillation, doubts, even a turn from reform to conservatism. We saw this, for example, to some degree in Catherine the Great's reign. We saw it in the reign of Alexander I as well, where growing doubts led to a desire to pull back from some of the talk of major reform that we saw at the beginnings of their reign. And we see the same pattern again when Alexander's younger brother, Nicholas, took the throne in 1825. Of course, his conservative attitudes were likely made more intense by the circumstances under which he came to power, namely an open insurrection by liberal, westernized nobles against autocracy and against its social foundation, serfdom. Clearly, at this moment, the dangers of reform, the dangers of liberal ideas even, had never been clearer. And this lecture will focus on the reign of Nicholas I from 1825 to 1855, and above all about his ideas about power and order and reform, the ideas that inspired him and his policies. Let me begin with what's most visible, namely Nicholas's policies, and also to some degree how these were viewed by his contemporaries. People who knew Nicholas, who observed Nicholas personally, generally agreed that he was exceptionally ruthless as a man and as a ruler. They often spoke of his personal harshness, his outbursts of rage, his obsession with regimentation, with discipline, with order, with militarism even. In many ways, he was a classic Grozny Tsar, this fierce and awesome Tsar tradition that I've talked about. In a lot of ways, in fact, he was reminiscent of his grandfather, Paul I. And this emphasis on order, especially on ruthless order, can be seen also in his policies. On the one hand, it's worth noting it had its, as it often had, a positive, even a progressive side. He undertook a major codification of the laws, which was finished in 1835. This was the first codification since the great Ulugenia of 1649 of Alexei, of Peter the Great's father. For the first time since then, though remember, Catherine the Great talked about doing all of this, all the various laws with all their inconsistencies were brought together and made rational and orderly. He also tried to improve the conditions of state peasants, the peasants who belong to the state as opposed to those who belong to private landlords or to the church or personally to the crown. And there were some important improvements. He gave more land to peasants to use. He provided schools for peasants to try to improve conditions. And he even allowed more self-government, more self-administration in the lands in the villages of state peasants. In foreign policy, we also see this obsession with order, sometimes ruthless order. Nicholas I engaged in an unceasing struggle throughout his life against revolution and indeed liberalism of any form, since in the 19th century revolution often was of a liberal nature in many ways. Wherever he saw revolution, in Europe as well, he wanted to fight against it in his foreign policy.